those two girls catch up.
Sarah, which would you choose to eat if you had to?
Yeah.
God.
A live goat or a madder baby?
Or a what?
A what baby?
A madder baby.
I don't know what a madder baby is.
Madder baby. I don't know. This is some kind of weird Scott McDonald joke. I don't know what a madder baby is. What is it?
Oh, well, then ask me what it is.
What's the matter, baby?
Not much, sugar. What's the matter with you?
I like that.
That's a TikTok trend at the moment. If I had filmed it, I could have put it on my TikTok and become TikTok famous.
What, is it a matter? Is that?
Yeah, people.
The
people,
joke that people are
people
asking.
People will mostly go up to their grandparents and say, "Hey, grandma, what would you rather eat, a live goat or a matter baby? What's the matter, baby?"
Is it always in New Jersey?
I think that similar to coronavirus's epicenter now being New York, I think TikTok's epicenter is also New York, which is interesting because they both started in China. Mm. Think about that. Mm. Anyway, here's today's show.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Someone needs attention.
No. That, you know those stretches where you just really need to open up your chest cavity.
Have you been working out, girlfriend?
Well, I mean, I've been going for a walk every single day, sometimes twice a day.
Is that like the boredom set in, I need to go for another walk situation?
I really find I just need that fresh air, that nature break. No? Nobody? Nobody needs a nature break?
Do you need some weights in your exercise routine, perhaps? Don't lose that strength.
Sure,
Don't lose those gains.
I'm like 3 weeks away from 40, and this little bit under my arm here, Sarah, is all of a sudden quite slack.
Well, it's got a name, your fadoobadas.
It's the fadoobadas.
Okay.
Why?
Well,
why do they appear?
Get excited. You know how Bunnings has apparently been classed as, it's always going to be essential services so that people can go and get their DIY gear, keep themselves active at home. Well, it's putting the active more literally into it because you can now buy health and fitness equipment from Bunnings.
God, they're good.
God, they are
what
good.
A pivot.
You've nailed it. Yeah. So,
is it legit or is it just
it
like?
It is. I'm looking at the Bunnings website right now.
But
and
like, is it just like they've got their Besser blocks out and they're like, wait,
here's a bag of blood and bone lifted above your head a few times.
No. Seriously, you can get cross trainers, exercise bikes, bloody rowing machines.
Treadmill?
They're only online. You can get a treadmill. Yep, and all your weights and strength equipment, which is good because I need a kettlebell. I've really set up my home gym, which is quite disgusting. It's very different to the normal gym I go to. There's a kitty litter in the corner that has a slight odour of ammonia as I work out. There's no open air, no windows, no nature breaks in there, Lise.
How good is a kettlebell figure of eight?
I mean,
you do feel like a powerful unit when you can do a figure of eight with a kettlebell.
In fact, just me squinting at my laptop doing an online workout class makes me feel like a unit.
Hold on. Is this, like, what are the prices competitive,
Sarah?
Because I know that you have this kind of gear in your filthy garage.
Well, I've got a treadmill that I never use.
Can
like,
I have
you,
it?
You sure, yes.
Can
do me
I?
A favour.
Yeah.
But then you won't get your nature break. Or you're going to go for two walks and
I'll
then spend some
outside.
Time on the treadmill.
It's also really rickety. It's sort of what I imagine walking across a bridge dangling over a ravine would be like. It's not relaxing
well, really
at
selling
all.
It to me.
But, yeah, look, it's all there, Lise, if you want to rejig your nature walks with some internal exercise.
So should we be renamed? It's Bunnings Interior. Warehouse. Bunnings Warehouse, where lowest prices are just the beginning. Work something with that, Sarah. Bunnings Warehouses, where low
weight gain is just the beginning. Maybe.
I mean, look, it's got a bit of a
way to go.
These
are uncertain times. Don't expect our brains to be in action this hour.
Climate, we cannot pun.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, you can keep up with us. Just download the radio station's app, or while you're at home with your smart speaker, just very politely ask to put the radio station on any time of the day. Anytime Alexa does something for me, I feel the need to thank her. is all I'm saying.
I hate how you refer to her as like a living, breathing being.
Yeah. Alexa, can you turn the lounge room lights on? This, she does, and I want to say thanks.
This is part of the home isolation, though, isn't it? Your appliances suddenly get personalities. My parents have one of those electronic vacuums.
The Roomba. The Roomba is that type things.
Yeah. Yes, and they've named her Fifi. And when Fifi comes out into the lounge room, they both say, "Hi, Fifi. Here for work."
Oh, right? My gosh.
So they started talking to their bloody vacuum. And then she goes and puts herself back to bed and they say, "Night, Fifi."
Oh, my God.
It's really weird. This is what happens when they can't see their grandchildren.
Are they okay? Do we need to check in on Bez?
Not sure.
Hey, guys, I mean, excuse the tumbleweed, Sarah. There's one going past you now. How much? I'm saying that because I'm looking around our desperate little office at the moment, and usually at this hour of the morning, 4:10, it's pretty bustling.
5:10, mate.
Oh, sorry, 10 past. Well, whatever, same thing. It's usually bustling, right? Yeah. There's heaps of people around, producers, journos, all kinds of things. And in the last few weeks, obviously, everyone's gone. Yeah. And it's just us.
Out our window, we can usually see like a line of cars.
Yes.
Even driving in, I saw one motorcyclist on the road with me.
And usually there's
a couple of garbage trucks.
All
in town.
Our amazing tradies that tune in at this hour, there's lots of people. And part of me, for complete transparency, would like to know, well, I want to hear from some people, right? Can we?
Well, I'm curious as to why people would be up and about at this hour if they don't have to, and where they're going to if they do have to.
But there'd be, like, work sites would still be operating.
Well, work sites are operating, but there's a significant change, Scotty, in who's out and about. There really is. So I'm curious. Can we just do this? Let's do a test. Can we call it, like, I don't know, Corona Cooey?
Oh, so it's like yelling out.
We haven't done a cooey since grade 7 camp.
Give us a cooey,
Sarah. Still got
Sarah.
It. Cooey.
Oh, that was a nice guttural moment.
That's good.
Can we open the phone, Scotty, on 13 10 60? Give us a buzz. If you're not a chatty Cathy, you don't have to talk to us, but you can just scream into your phone, give us a cooey. If you do want to have a chat, this is your moment. But I just want to take the pulse of our listeners.
Who's still up and about?
Tell us what's going on in your life right now. Are you still going by your regular job, or are you listening to us from home? We just need to get a sense because I'm lonely. I miss our callers.
13, 10, 60. Are you still up and about at this time of the day? Are you out there? Is anyone listening to us, or should we tell the bosses that we just should really take the next couple of months off?
That's not what this is about,
no,
Scott. I want to talk to our
listeners.
I'm going to be Captain Obvious here and say that this whole self-isolation business has us feeling isolated. We're here in the studios. It's dawned on us, I suppose, that everything around us is changing. Usually this studio, even at this ungodly hour, is bustling with people, producers, journos,
and then we drive to work. The roads are still pretty busy around that 4:30 a.m. mark. And now we're in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm just wondering who's
out there?
Why?
We want a cooey from you guys. We want to know you're still there, and we want to know your story.
The phone boards have lit up, and I'm going to try and get a cooey from Eric in Riddles Creek.
There he is.
Eric. Okay. Hello. Welcome. What are you doing at this hour of the morning?
I'm a barista for Jim's Mobile Cafe, so I'm driving down to the primary school at Clarkfield that isn't used anymore, and I park there and all the people stop by and grab a coffee on their way to work.
Right.
Oh, so you've done a pivot, Eric, in a way. Like, you're still serving people their coffee, but, just changing it up.
And just drive through, no contact, and counterless chip, and nice and safe, and, it's really good.
There's a whole heap of people in Queensland right now searching Clarkfield, Riddles Creek to work out if they can get a coffee drive-through this morning.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for your call. It's good to know that you're out there and listening. Thank you. Oh, all right, Eric.
Eric's got a customer.
He's already brewing.
Come on.
He's frothing the milk, Eric. Hey, Alex, can you give me a cooey?
Cooey.
Alex, tell us your story. Where are you? Where are you off to?
I'm in Melbourne and I'm off to work at the moment. We supply Coles and Woolies and stuff with the food from the suppliers, so okay. A bit stressful at the moment. But
a bit. So you well and truly are an essential worker, Alex?
Yeah, well and truly, unfortunately.
So what's your day-to-day shift?
Usually do 6 till 2, but at the moment I'm doing probably 6 till 5, 6 till 6 each day.
Wow.
I mean, Alex, how happy are you, though, to have that much
don't get
work?
Me, yeah, don't you get know? Me wrong. Extremely happy that I'm still in a job and I'm still able to pay my bills and pay for my daughter, but at the same time,
feeling
my
stretched.
Time with her has gone down a lot because I'm stuck at work. So
are you
in multiple ways at the moment?
Are you having to homeschool her as well? Is she school age?
Yeah, she is. She's in grade one. She's homeschooled by granny at the moment.
Oh,
so,
okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's just a lot of boring readers. So you're not missing out on anything there, Alex.
No.
Don't you feel guilty, baby girl. Don't you feel guilty.
My grade one child is currently reading a riveting book called Mirrors. And it is the bane of my existence. I mean, do you know how some mirrors can make you stretchy? Mm.
I thought Puddles Are Muddy was a personal classic of mine. All right, Joanna, you're in Melbourne. Have you got a little cooey our way? Yes, that sounds positively perky. So where are you off to, Joanna? I can hear you're in a vehicle.
I am driving to the train station heading to work. I work in a hospital.
Oh my God. Hold on, let's give her a clap.
Yes.
Healthcare worker. Yes, Joanna, what do you do exactly in the hospital?
I am main reception, so I help put people's minds at ease by explaining the situation, what needs to be done. There's questions still need to be answered by patients that call in for their appointments.
Right. And so what's your shift like, Joanna? That sounds like it's a long day.
It's an 8-hour shift, okay. And it starts off with temperature checking in the morning and sanitation of the hands.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, you're a champion, Joanna.
Wow,
thank you.
Well,
we're
thanks
so glad.
For your cooey.
Glad you're listening. Let's wrap it up with Bradley. Bradley, cooey.
Cooey.
What's going on with you, Bradley? Where are you off to?
I am finally off to work, thank God.
Okay. Have you had a little bit of a respite from work lately? Have you had time off?
Yeah, because I work in hospitality, so I lost both my jobs.
Oh, Bradley.
So I'm like, I need to work again.
So what are you doing now then? If your hospitality is not really a thing at the moment.
Well, not at the moment, no. One of my good friends hooked me up with a cleaning job. So I'm helping her clean commercial buildings.
Right.
So it's good to get out of the house again and a bit of freedom from my partner. So,
there's the honesty.
It is full honesty. I am going mental in four walls.
Yeah, right. Well, now you'll have an aftershave that's not unlike Glen 20, which is to be excited about.
I mean, how good is that, though?
Glen 20 is the scent of this generation.
Oh, Bradley, well, good luck if this is your first day on the new gig. Well done to you. And, my God, the calls are still coming
through,
guys.
In.
We're so sorry if we didn't get to you. But we'll be doing...
Maybe we should do this every morning, a little Corona cooey.
A little check-in.
Let's do it. A little check-in. Just open the phones. We love talking to you guys.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch-Up.
Yesterday I was scrolling through Instagram and a woman I follow named Kate posted a sledge that her husband sent her way. He said to her, "I'm going to start day drinking until I like your outfit." And I thought, wow, they've got a good sense of humour. I thought, wow, there's these relationships, they're starting to crumble. I'm glad mine's not one of them.
Question.
But I spoke too soon.
Question, who's actually wearing outfits at home
these
days?
I think it's more the kind of outfits you're wearing. Like I've got track pants I waltz around in that make me look like the back end of a bovine. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, are there any flattering tracky pants?
Why bother?
Like,
right?
Yeah, no. Just...
Well, here's the thing. I think my husband, Wills, has reached a breaking point and it came in the laundry yesterday. So he had been hanging out the washing on the line, which
good
is his
him.
Job, right? Sure. Wow, 2020. Yes, slow clap for Wills. And he came inside and he looked flustered. And he said to me, "You got to do something about those red underwear." And I said, what are you talking about? He said, "You know the ones."
I know the ones too.
And the ones he's referring to is a pair, a $45 pair of underwear that I bought. Well, it came as a matching set. It's got a little bralette, right? And that's 50 style, bright red, which means they come up to the waist. They do extend past my belly button, and they've got full bottom coverage.
Are we still talking about track pants?
These are this particular underwear set, and they've got a little sprinkling of delicate white and yellow daisies on them. And the matching bralette offers no support. It's just a flap of material.
It's basically like a nursing bra. I know this set well because you tried to get me onto this particular company. Well, you said, Lise, they're so comfortable. And I said, well, I can see that. Yeah. But also, no.
He said to me, they're atrocious. I said, they're not. It's a style. It's a 1950s, 1960s style. He said, and this was his sledge, this is now our love language. He said, the only style that is if the Wild Oats 11 needs a new spinnaker. Okay? Those were the words that came out of the man's mouth who is supposed to love me no matter what I look like. A spinnaker is a three-cornered sail.
I know what a spinnaker is.
They're not that big.
Sarah, they're not that small either. You are young. And you're very nice looking, okay?
Well, that almost looked like it pained you to say those words. Are you all right?
My point is that you have many more decades ahead of you to wear underwear like that.
Now is not and the time when for you discomfort.
This is what my mother reminds me of when I say, oh, no, I think I'm past the age of wearing, denim shorts, very short shorts.
Mutton dressed as
exactly.
lamb.
Exactly. I know. Mother says. Well, Mum says to me, when you are 65 or when you are 75, you will look back at your figure now and you'll say, I should have worn more of that. So what happens when you're 70 and you go, I can't wear a pretty little underwear set anymore?
I think, I wish I could. Lucky I kept that spinnaker size set of undies, because now's your time to shine in the nursing home. But how's that form?
I support Wills. Fully.
That's not okay. Well, Scott, would you ever comment on your fiancé's underwear choices?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is fraught with danger.
Of course.
What would you say?
I think the spinnaker line's great because it says so much, but at the same time, I would just have a laugh, but also take what I'm saying seriously. Those two girls. Yeah, remember Lizzo helped out at the food bank?
Yes, during the fires.
Doesn't that seem like a lifetime ago? It was like 2 months.
It really does. Yeah. What did you post yesterday, Liz? Today, in case you didn't know, is March 97th. Because it just feels like this is the month that never ends.
And the hours in the day are so long. Anyway, let's go to my motherland. We're off to France, guys. I'm excited to tell you, or am I? Because for once in my life, I'm not happy
about
it. I've
got someone who needs me.
Sarah, I'm not happy about my fellow French citizens, because French police have been receiving very, very bizarre questions on their 17 number, which is it's an emergency number that people can dial. Obviously, calls have surged in the last 10 days.
As in, like, it's their 000?
Kind of, yeah. It's for the gendarmerie, which is French for police.
I hate this. I'm going to go. Happened. Bye.
Wait, let me tell you about the calls. Okay, French people are annoying.
Here's what you're telling us.
Oh, God. Isolate that and put it in every single promo that we do.
Listen to this, okay? Mostly the police, the gendarmerie, are saying people are calling because they're bored and they're scared and they're old and they're annoying. So one lady called up and asked, can my husband spend the weekend with his mistress?
I mean, that's a desperate call of a wife there, because she's sick of him, isn't she? They've been in isolation and she said, Monsieur Sergeant, I need to get him out of my house. Is it all right if he goes off and has a little bit of rumpy pumpy?
Well, this is a long-term mistress relationship, so yes, she needs to know. Another person called in.
It's quite common over there, isn't it?
Well, apparently, Sarah. Can you believe
who's
that?
Got the energy? Who's
honestly
got the energy?
Another person called in. A stranger caressed my horse. Is there a risk it is contaminated?
I hope they said yes, it is, because the virus can live on surfaces for a number of hours.
Can it live on a horse surface? Maybe. Who knows? Okay, out of Dijon. Guys, out straight out of the city of Dijon, the home of mustard. A woman dialed 17. Sorry?
They're proud of that.
I mean, why wouldn't you be? How good is Dijon Dijonese? Have you bought that? Dijonese is a mix between mayonnaise.
You just said it differently twice then. Which one is
Shut
it?
Up. Out of the city of Dijon, a lady has asked, after my divorce, I've managed to find someone, but he lives 25 kilometres from my home. How can we do it under lockdown?
And she called 17 to ask the police that question.
Here's
also,
what I'm going to say.
It's only a two-digit number also annoys me. It's like, okay, we cannot be bothered. You have
here's
a,
what I'm going to say
two for you.
To you. Mark my words. In this moment, I'm not really French. I'm New Caledonian. Okay? So I denounce my Frenchness. And I'm going to my island home of New Caledonia. And I'm going to say that in the Pacific Islands, we would not behave like that.
Okay.
Little geography.
I'm just saying, there's a difference between being New Caledonian French and French. And this, I'm going to claim
what
it.
What are the people of New Caledonia doing without cruise ships to welcome in?
They're not messaging the police asking if they can do it with someone 25 kilometres away. That's because the whole island is not 25 kilometres.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
So is 17 the equivalent of 000,
yes.
Or is it like an info line that's been set up?
No. 17 is the police number, like the emergency.
And did they say to people, call 17 if you have questions?
And what's the significance of that? That just seems so random. I mean, it's 17. Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know, Sarah.
But you're French.
Yeah, I know, but that is the number. That is the number to
That's
call.
That's so random. I don't feel in a time of panic that dialing 17 holds any kind of...
Yeah, but it's just whatever number sequence you're used to, right?
I mean, on the phone, that doesn't even make sense because your fingers have got to move so much.
They have said, they've posted on their Twitter, the French gendarmerie have posted saying, we have had a ridiculous number of calls. You must stop it. Like, they've chastised their citizens and said, enough with the, we understand you're bored, we understand you're, you know, confused, but these calls are outrageous and they must stop. It'd be the oldies.
Can I tell you what I'm...
It'd be, this is classic Grand's Net, if ever I've heard it.
Totally. But my auntie obviously lives over there and she said it is pretty full on because they've entered that lockdown stage 3 over there, or maybe it's even 4.
We're on 3 now.
Oh, okay, so they'd be full lockdown 4. And so she's allowed out of her house for 1 hour.
Are we on 3?
I'm pretty sure.
Victoria was firmly on 3.
I'm pretty sure what they announced on Sunday is like 3 or like 2.999.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's allowed out. If she has to go out, she's not going out daily because obviously she's trying to restrict exposure. So 1 hour, she's got a set of papers on her to prove to the police that she's out for groceries, medicine or exercise.
Yeah.
That's
stage 4, yeah.
Yeah, papers. Yeah. And then when she comes home, she's putting her bags of groceries in the mudroom for 12 hours to decontaminate if there's plastic stuff, And she's stripping her clothes off and leaving them for 12 hours before moving them to the laundry.
Well, I brought groceries home yesterday and Will said apparently we should be wiping down boxes, bags. And I was like, oh, God, that seems extreme.
If you didn't have exposed food in there, just...
Wash your fruit and veggies in soapy water, apparently.
Yeah, I've been doing vinegar and water for like 4 hours, the fruit and veggie. I don't know if that does anything, but it's something, right?
Yeah. It's interesting because I think you feel such a sense of it. And like, you know, let's not mince words. Like, we're extremely lucky. Like, we're working still.
Oh, God.
And I think I find myself just doing things. I'm like, I don't know if this is helpful or not.
No.
But for example, I will wander and not hang around, but I'll wander to the cafe down the road from me every day to get coffee just purely for the sake of being a customer in that cafe. And I feel like there's a lot of that going on now where people are just like just trying to do their 1%er.
It's hard because even in moments like that, I've done the same, Scott, like our studio sort of is in a building above a Coles.
Yeah.
So most days I'm trotting down there after work to grab a couple of things for dinner that night. But then at the end of the day, yeah, I'm like, is that necessary now? Yeah. Like, should I just not be doing that? Because even though there's hardly anyone there, there's everyone's respecting social distancing, you're still exposing yourself unnecessarily, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to do a big shop every 10 days.
Yep.
And that gets me through. And then the only thing I have to call in and get, if anything, is bread or milk.
Bread and milk, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were saying, well, really, yesterday when they were summarising everything that got said on Sunday, was it's all about limiting exposure points.
That's right.
Mm. I think it's really difficult.
And being organised in the time you do have out.
So that you're not standing around.
So that you're not doing it frequently.
I mean, this is about to get very educational. But, Lise, I think it's a very, you would know, it's a very European culture thing that rules are seen as the spirit of the rule rather than hard and fast. Mm. And I think right now Australians are really struggling because our leaders are saying a lot of rules that are very like, the spirit of the rule is just limit your contact points. Mm. And Australians are like, but tell me, how many people am I allowed to look in the eyes?
Yeah.
It is. And there's a lot of grey area. But, look, I think everyone's doing their best as long as we're staying in our, homes.
Who would want ScoMo's job?
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't care which Prime Minister it would be, or who you would want it to be. That would just be him and Josh Frydenberg.
Oh, gosh.
The hardest jobs to get your head around. Because and people may be rolling their eyes listening to this, but can you imagine making decisions for an entire nation in a time of...
Look, I'm going to say it. I wasn't a huge fan of his during the bushfires, just purely not politically. I just didn't like the way he presented to the people, his manner. I wasn't a fan of. This time round, I think he's doing as good a job as any.
Cool, calm, and collected.
Yes, and presenting the facts. And I just think there's a difference in his persona this time round that is a little bit more like commandeering and he gets my attention, whereas bushfires, I was just like, not fabulous.
Do you think, and I don't think...
In his charisma, I mean, I'm not talking politics.
I don't think the person I'm about to mention is in any way happy about what we're facing right now. But do you reckon Bill Shorten's sitting at home thinking, gee, you really dodged a bullet, Bill? Dodged a bloody bullet, mate.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not a job I... They wouldn't be sleeping. They wouldn't be.
No.
Just be consumed. And then the backlash every time you open your mouth. Backlash, people, armchair warriors.
I think the other thing that we have to consider with all of them, and ScoMo's the easy one to point it out, he's got two little girls at home.
Yeah.
And he's thinking about that every time he opens his mouth as well.
Mm. And also, he's exposed to a lot of bloody people all the time.
Like Boris Johnson showed us that.
They're constantly in. And I know that they're respecting...
Boris Johnson cracks me up. He still looks like he's leading the country. He just rolls out of bed every day.
I do have a soft spot for how he presents.
He's like... you know that old show, The Raggy Dolls?
Oh, God,
the Raggy Doll
like
bin.
Fraggle
That's
off.
How I feel. Like Boris Johnson is a doll from The Raggy Dolls. And somehow he's ended up.
All right, guys, let's go.
Don't go yet. I want to find it, and maybe I'm not going to be able to find it, but gosh, it's the greatest thing of all time.
Is it the TikTok with the guy dancing to ScoMo's voice in his press conference where he's putting a press journo called Andrew into place?
Oh, that was great. Andrew,
you've had enough time, Andrew. Andrew, Catherine hasn't had a question.
Guys, look at this. I'm just watching the news now. WA drones to police social distancing. Yeah, fabulous.
It's a bit of a thing.
That is so cool.
Can I read out my favourite words said by a leader during this horrible time? This was said yesterday morning, about this time yesterday. Quote... This leader has quoted something about them. President Trump is a ratings hit. Since reviving the daily White House briefing, Mr. Trump and his coronavirus updates have attracted an average audience of 8.5 million people, roughly the viewership of the season finale of The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Numbers are continuing to rise.
Wow.
So Trump goes out 2 days ago to tell people, hey, we thought this was going to be over in 2 weeks, even though everybody told me it wouldn't be over in 2 weeks.
The economy will be ready for Easter.
So he goes out to say, hey, actually not true. It's now going to be more like
June of April.
We now see the peak deaths of the virus
in 2 weeks.
Oh, mate, that's Easter. You gotta say those words.
So he's about to go out. Every news network, every paper, everyone that could do a notification on their app in the States is like, the president is about to speak. Get ready. This will be really important. And Trump's going, look at my ratings, everyone. Better than the bloody Bachelor, that's for sure. Yes, because you're giving away vital information. This isn't like people aren't watching you for entertainment, mate. They're watching you to live. I mean, we certainly are.
A bit of both.
Have listened to this. Hang on. Please hold.
We really should have got Andrew Probert on the day after that.
Andrew, I'm sorry you've had this request. Andrew, I'm sorry. Andrew, I know, but you don't run the press conference, okay? So I'm going to go to other questions of members of the group. Catherine hasn't had a question. I'm happy to return to you, but let's just keep it civil. Andrew? Catherine.
This guy's jamming away. That's great.
Do you feel like we missed out last week by not getting Andrew Probert from the ABC on the show?
I mean, yes.
I think we should have had Andrew.
Would he have done that, though? I'm sure he has better places to be at Bloody Fine.
I mean, the fact that Andrew Probert hasn't shown up anywhere else suggests that he probably is like, no, I don't want to be laughed at because the Prime Minister told me to shut up.
And now people are doing TikToks about it.
See you guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.